You're doing such a good job. You should have taken it. Okay, thank you very much, Supervisor Borkowski. We can move on to item number two.
A resolution by Supervisors Biddle, Johnson, Dmitrievich, Harris, and Weishan to seek modifications in Milwaukee County and the state of Wisconsin job application procedures to increase the number of job opportunities available for persons with prior convictions. This item was also referred to the Committee on Intergovernmental Relations.
Now, thank you, and I appreciate the chairman for scheduling this important item. Where do I start? Basically, in the 10th district and the many districts in the city and the suburbs of Milwaukee County, ex-felons have a hard time finding employment. It's no mystery. It's no secret. I heard the stories when I was walking doors trying to actually get elected to this county board. I have a couple of cousins who have committed some crimes in their past, and now they're having trouble finding employment in their 30s and 40s. If you looked at the report in the Journal Sentinel yesterday, you saw that the poverty figures have increased in the state overall, and especially in Milwaukee County, where about 29.5% of people living in poverty, almost half of our children are living in poverty, and most of those figures are African American and Latino. So the need for jobs is there, and the need for the access to actually get a job is there. But oftentimes folks have difficulty obtaining employment in an objective fashion. Folks feel like they go and apply for a job as soon as they have to disclose personal information about their criminal background, they're automatically disqualified. And when you hear those type of stories and you hear that the hopelessness and the lack of faith in the system, it just breaks your heart. You know, the sheriff and a lot of folks have different opinions on this issue and recidivism rates and why they are the way they are, but we do have high recidivism rates and we do have high crime, especially in my district and in our communities overall. And the reason that's because of lack of economic equality, lack of jobs, lack of access to resources. And the underlying factor is these folks want to work. They want to be able to provide for their families. I wake up every day. I'm a 30-year-old man. I wake up every day, husband, father, and I have a sense of pride, sense of dignity, sense of self-respect because I'm able to provide for my family. I'm able to give them income so they can live comfortably. I can work hard and give them access to health care. And I don't know how it is to wake up every day and not have that feeling. I would assume that it feels pretty defeating. And remarkably, folks still wake up every day trying to find meaningful employment in one of the greatest economic downturns in our history. And so Milwaukee County has a chance to be a leader in reform, meaningful reform in this very important issue. Before you have an amendment that Supervisor Haas will introduce. But basically, the resolution is it's two, three-part fold because it's going to the IGR committee as well. But it's to reform the way that we do our criminal background checks here at the county. Johnson Controls is a Fortune 57 company. Actually, the Corp Counsel was waiting to Kimberly Walker was waiting to talk, but she had to go. But they do their checks on the back end. And so this resolution is not saying that there will be no more checks. There still will be checks under the Wisconsin law. We have to. But at least give folks an opportunity to have an application, to put down their credentials, their expertise, and come in and have a chance to interview for the job and be judged on those merits and not be automatically disqualified or thought as an inferior candidate because of mistakes that you made in the past. Funny thing about it, one of the 620 radio shows, they were blasting me last week about this when I first was talking about it. And remarkably, there were two female callers that called in and said, I feel like I've been discriminated against in my lifetime because I made mistakes when I was 19 and 21. And one was a special ed teacher. So it actually backfired what they were trying to do, which proves my point all the more that we need to be encouraging folks and giving them a fair opportunity to be employed and have meaningful employment. And if we want to decrease the social and the safety net resources that we give out in government, then we need as government to make sure that we pass some policies that encourage and protect folks to actually have a meaningful and fair chance to at least get in the door and to acquire a job to not only provide for their families, but to have some self-gratification that they are contributing to their lives. And so this resolution will make Milwaukee County do that for our government jobs. It will direct the Human Resources Director to go back with strategies to implement this, to come back to this committee for approval. It will also advocate to the state to institute those same measures in public sector and private sector jobs across the state. And it also will in this resolution, with the amendment by Supervisor Hospital he will introduce, it will actually advocate to keep the status quo the way it is, in a sense that Senator Darling and Representative Clayfish are introducing the bill now. It's being circulated, and you can confirm with IGR staff, to give employers the right to discriminate regardless of your ex-felon status. So even if the felony does not have anything to do with the job you're applying for, they want to give employers that ability. And I think that is absolutely disgusting. I think it violates the spirit of what this country stands for. I think it's really not needed. And it would impact my district and men of African American and Hispanic descent disproportionately. I just don't understand why, as a society, we feel the need to keep reminding people of the mistakes that they've made, and why we tend to look down on folks who are actually trying to do the right thing to provide for their families and be productive members of society. And so I will ask my esteemed colleagues of this committee and this county board to support this resolution, because simply it's the right thing to do. I think that everybody up here understands the quality and the feeling of working hard every day. And I think that we should be leaders as the biggest county in the state, as the economic engine of the state, to stand up and say, let's do the right thing, and maybe other companies will fall in suit. Maybe a miracle, the state will do the same. Maybe private employers within Milwaukee County and outside will do the same. But let's say to our folks who have made mistakes in the past that they deserve a fair chance to get in the door, to get their foot in the door, and to show their skills and their personality and be judged objectively on their merits before they're automatically disqualified and resumes thrown to the side because they disclosed their criminal background on the front end. Just do it on the back end. You're still doing it. At least let them get in the door. They deserve that much. And so I'm proud to probably have worked with MICA and other community organizations on this. I'm proud to champion this. And I look for a successful approval of this resolution to go to the county board. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Biddle. I can tell that you bring a lot of passion to this issue and obviously care about it a good deal. And I would never disrespect you so much as to call this a joke, despite the fact that I might disagree with it.
Okay.
My question of you is it sort of the demand or the need that exists for the ordinance, for the resolution?
Is it a demand?
Yeah. Has there been an uptick, for example, in the number of complaints that we've gotten from applicants who've been complaining that they've been discriminated against on the basis of their criminal history?
I can't say that that's the case. I wouldn't say that, and I appreciate your former comment as well. It's a symbolic thing. It's the right thing. When Cory Booker became the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, they had a high recidivism rate and high unemployment. And one of his objectives were to support folks leaving the criminal justice system and reintegrating them back into society. And what he did was he actually did the same thing for city of Newark jobs that were applicable. And I just think that we should follow in suit and be supportive of folks who might want to apply for those county jobs.
Now, I'm just
who
trying
might
to understand what the problem is that we're trying to solve here.
The problem is that we in society we have a problem. I mean, I think I've eloquently, if I can say so myself, expressed what this is about. This is about being a leader. Sometimes you don't have to just do things to be reactive to a situation or because there's some empirical data that's applicable to the county. I've stated why this is necessary is to be a leader in saying to other public sector and private sector organizations that we need to reform the way that we do our application and interview processes. Don't do it on the front end. Do it on the back end. It's about being a leader. That's pretty much what it is, Supervisor.
We don't really have a clear problem that's been identified here, but I understand and appreciate you've got an aspirational goal to make a statement with this. What does doing it on the back end mean exactly?
Meaning that someone comes in, you do the application, you come in, you do your interview, and I think at Johnson Controls they make you sign something to authorize them doing their background check, and then you would get a letter of hire based on how the check comes back. And so that's why the resolution gives the Human Resources Department to come up with the best practice to institute this and to come back to this body for approval and for other recommendations on how we can do this that gives folks a chance, that sends a statement to other organizations, public and private sector, and protects the county's best interest as well. So
when would the hiring decision be made, before or after?
That's up to the Human Resources Director when they come back and figure all those things out.
That's a fairly important piece of information that I think is important to me to understand how the process would work.
And that's why it's in the resolution that's stated.
I beg your pardon?
That's why it's in the resolution that's stated that they will come back with the actual process on how it works so you could see it and understand it more. It's to get the ball rolling to make sure that we can be a leader in this thing.
Would you have the process apply to sheriff deputy positions?
When we met, I know that there were some differences. Session, or anybody wants to add something?
Right now, departments conduct their own background check, and that's countywide. Several years ago, that process was placed at the departmental level, so I am sure that Ms. Knox, who's here today, can elaborate further on the sheriff's process. But every department does their own, has their own procedure for conducting pre-employment background checks for prospective work candidates they are considering for hiring.
So it would apply to sheriff deputy positions?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Marlon Lax, the HR manager for the Sheriff's Office. As the process currently stands with the Sheriff's Office, we get a certification list. We ask all the candidates to come and fill out a background packet. They complete their packet, and then our internal background investigators complete their background. We don't rule out people for having police contact, but felony convictions don't allow us to employ candidates like that in a deputy sheriff's position.
So it seems like the current system is working adequately. Again, it goes to my previous point about whether we've got a solution here in search of a problem. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd also note that there's been concern that's been expressed by employer groups in other jurisdictions where this has been raised about potential liability on the part of the employer who might hire someone with a criminal background and the crime is committed on the job and the potential liability that would flow to that employer. So I would like to get a little further guidance from Corporation Counsel before we move forward with this, and would move that we refer it to Corp Counsel for a written legal opinion.
Mr. Chair, if I might add, in the resolution, it's simply stated that the HR Director and Corporation Counsel will work together to come back to answer all of his questions. Is to start the process. They will work together to come up with the process that does all the things that I mentioned, that does the things that you're mentioning. It will come back to this body, which you sit on, to present it back to you. So actually what you're talking about is what's actually in this resolution right now.
Mr. Chairman, I just note that the first resolve clause it goes much beyond that. It specifically authorizes the HR director to, quote, take steps necessary to remove these questions related to prior convictions. So this is taking a more definitive action than has been represented.
In line 58.
I would reaffirm my motion.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
In line 58, it states, be it further resolved that the Director, Division of Human Resources, shall work with the Office of Corporation Counsel and, as necessary, other county personnel to develop a countywide policy and procedure that provides a uniform and mandatory process for conducting pre-appointment background checks on all candidates who have been selected for appointment to a county position and shall report said policy to the Committee on Personnel prior to the removal of questions related to prior conviction and pending criminal charges from the initial job application, but not later than December 2011. What's the question? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Given the fact that there's this motion for referral, the question of what's changed or what's calling us into action, I mean, the amendment speaks to it, which is that we're actually going in the opposite direction at state level, that they're actually looking to allow discrimination, looking to allow termination of an employee who has a felony conviction, even one not related to the job that they're doing. I mean, so it's even more... While I know that this started prior to that action, I think that if we were asking what's changed or what's going on to make this relevant, what's going on in our state is that there seem to be people moving in an opposite direction and will effectively be legalizing discrimination. I think, you know, at some point you just have to come to terms with, you know, what does it mean to have served your time. I mean, at what point obviously it's going to continue to follow you, but at what point does that bar you from even being considered for employment? And I think this is a step in the right direction. I'm at least willing to have the analysis done, and it's possible that we'll be preempted by state action, but can we at least take some steps to get that analysis presumably from what will be our new HR director and from Corp Counsel. So I will be against the referral of Corp Counsel because that's effectively in the resolution.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 2 points, sir. I would like to be listed as a co-sponsor of this resolution. And if it is now appropriate, I would move to amend as well.
Yes, we'll deal with the amendment.
Mr. Chair, may I add one more comment?
Well, I want to make sure I have this right, this clarification. We've been mm-hmm. back and forth on this. I don't know if that question was ever sufficiently answered. And it's an important question to me, too. I know anybody doesn't want to discriminate, I believe, okay? And I understand about deputy sheriffs and the special relationship there. So, I mean, we need to have further... this has to come back to us, I know, no matter what happens. But and I'm glad Corporation Counsel is involved in this resolution, too. But here again, the clarification is that you're talking about, Supervisor, that any criminal record is not brought up, or is it just felony record, okay? So that clarification to start with, okay, in the interview process. But we're not saying once the interview process is over, then the actual hiring is done.
Right.
So no one could be hired without the knowledge that this person does have a previous criminal record.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then, you know, that's important to me.
Okay.
Okay. And then the employer still has the opportunity, of course, to make a decision after he sees this person.
Right.
You know, so that's, I guess, the backdoor idea.
Right.
Okay. The fact that we want to give everyone equal opportunity to be involved in the beginning process, at least. But this record is not being expunged. I mean, this, you know, any
right.
record this person would have
right.
would come out before the final hiring process would be made. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, Supervisor. This is not a resolution to do away with the state law that protects
okay.
Employers from...
I think I understand that.
In line 43 of the resolution, whereas moving the prior conviction information from the initial application would have no bearing on the Milwaukee County's ability to deny employment to any job applicant for any law enforcement-related position or any position with qualifications established by the Law Enforcement Standards Board or any position subject to the conditions of the Wisconsin Caregiver Law or offenses that are substantially related to the circumstances of the position as defined by the Wisconsin Fair Employment Law or failure on part of the applicant to disclose prior convictions or pending charges related to the circumstances of the position applied for. So essentially, I mean, the law is not changing. You're just doing the check on the back end instead of the front end. That's pretty much it. And, you know, everything that I've stated is true, and the HR Director and Corporation Counsel will work together to come up with the appropriate strategy that this body will deem fit or unfit or need to be amended or corrected. But the spirit of it all is that when you walk, I mean, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but when you walk a district and you talk to folks on the street in your district that says, I just want to work. Or when you drive through it and you see unemployed people and you see the disparities of economic equality and you know that, and you're hearing the stories of how people are feeling discriminated against, I just don't know how you don't try to take a stand to reform the practices in our society. And the supervisor is right. Wisconsin currently is trying to move in the total opposite way, to do away with really the spirit of the status quo law, to make it even more harder for people to obtain employment. So I would urge this board to really start this process in the best interest of our society and the people in it.
Thank you. Yeah, I would thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just say the clarification was important, but I know it's a particular issue in your community. But you know what? It affects all communities. I have constituents who have been in the criminal justice system and who need employment too. This isn't just your district.
No doubt.
Either, I think. Thank
no
you.
Doubt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Richards?
Yeah. Mr. Chair and Supervisors, I just wanted to point out the process of human resources right now. This information is collected on our online application. However, it is not passed to the departments during their interview process. As I indicated earlier, the actual pre-appointment background checks are done by the department. But I just wanted to make that clear that the Division of Human Resources does not do a background check of the applicants who disclose this on their application, and that information is not passed on to the department.
We have several people who came today to that want to speak on this, and I realize we have a motion to refer to court counsel, but I'd like the committee to give me a little leeway here, and we'll hear the public speakers that have come to speak on this, and then we'll take the vote on the layover. So I would at this time call Reverend Andrew Johnson. Thank you, Reverend.
Good morning. I support Supervisor Biddle's efforts with this. Through my experience with dealing with people in church and in the community, there's a lot of crime. A lot of people come to me and tell me about they can't find a job. A lot of individuals are on parole. Once they get out of the prison, they try to find a job, but they can't find a job. They have to have supervision fee. A lot of times they cannot pay the supervision fee because they can't find a job. So this is very important to us as MICA to get this passed, because one person has said the love of money is the root of all evil. But I would like to add to that. The lack of money can be the root of all evil. So we support this. We support this 100%. Number one, crime will probably go down. When a person cannot work and support their family, their little children, crime goes up. What do you do when your child is crying, "Daddy, I'm hungry," or they need clothes for school? Just today, as I passed by some places, as I was coming past West Lawn, Park Lawn, 15 men standing with their hands in their pocket, crossing the street. It's 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. They should be out working. They're not. They can't find a job because they have been rejected because of the felony on their record. They haven't even had the opportunity to get in for an interview because once they look at the application, they throw it in file 13. So we just asked if you would go along with Supervisor Biddle's efforts in this, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much for coming today, sir. Clarence Royston.
Thank you. Hi, I'm honored to be here and to address this. I'm with Micah, but I've also been in Milwaukee for 52 years. I've seen good days and bad days. And I'm just heard how my African community is hurting. You know, and I'm talking about the black men. We used to be real proud, real strong. Things has been changed because of all the racism and like the Klan was here. The Klan is already here. It's been here. That's why we do have 55-60% black unemployment. You know, this isn't something that just need to happen. This is the right thing to do. You know, people make mistakes when you put them in desperate situations. You know, I just thank God when I got out of school, I had opportunities. I could go to Continental Can. I could go to A.O. Smith. I could go to Gerda Preske and Fry. These are gone. Nobody put anything back. You know, when I walk down the street, you know, I hurt myself on the job. I feel like I'm a box of Pampers or the next dinner on the table because I'm walking with a cane. You know, it's not that these people are bad. They're my people. I know them. They're just desperate. They need all the help they can get. And that's all I'm saying is that if you have a felony, it's bad for jobs. It's bad. Some places you can't get housing. You can't get food. I mean, assistance for food. You know, what can you do but be a repeat offender? You know, this is the right and moral thing to do. We all have common sense. We all have common ground. We're all human beings. We all should want the same thing for one another. Okay, I thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming in today and speaking to us, sir. Bill Eaton?
My name's Bill Eaton. I'm representing MICA. Also in favor of this resolution. In so many cases, in the city of Milwaukee, somewhat more in some neighborhoods than others. Unemployment rate is approaching 50%. In a lot of cases, it's because someone can't get hired because they have a felony somewhere on their record, whether it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or 30 years ago. I don't think most felonies should have a life sentence. Might be a few. Now, this resolution wouldn't necessarily solve the problem. An awful lot of people have been served their time, are off of paper, looking for work, and can't get hired because people don't want to hire a felon, whether or not the crime had anything to do with the job they're applying for. Now, some of this you can't stop because people won't say why they didn't hire somebody. But at least if it's not up front in the application and the person gets an interview, you know, the employer might say, from talking to this guy, I think he might be somebody I want. I'm going to give him a chance, whether he's got a felony or not. They're always going to do the background check at some point, and they will know. In fact, I would expect most of these people that do have a felony on their record should probably admit it in the interview and explain it to the person. It's just, if you put in an application, what happens to that application? In an awful lot of cases, in the garbage. This would have probably a small effect on some of these unemployed people. But, you know, if the county starts doing it, other employers may start leaving that off the application. You know, we could set a good example and maybe hire some of these people. I'd rather have them working and paying taxes than going back to prison and using up tax money. This may not have a major effect, but it's a good start. And we got to start someplace. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, sir. Rose States.
It's Rose States. I'm a Dominican sister, and I co-chair. Actually, I'm the acting chair right now of our MICA AODA Treatment Committee. I'm supporting everything that the people ahead of me have said, and I'd just like to comment on the darling clayfish thing they're trying to accomplish in Madison right now. Some years ago, we went through this every year. They tried to add 4 or 5 more jobs that could be discriminated against, and some of us fought that way back when. And I told him at that point, I will be unemployable if you keep doing this. I don't have any felony in my record, but I do have some misdemeanors. And if we keep on going, and it's going to come down the line. And anyway, this is the right thing to do. We certainly support Mr. Biddle, and my county supervisor is also on board. And so thank you very much.
Yes, I definitely support this, and as Bill had said earlier, a felony should not be a life sentence in these cases. And if you go around and see people unemployed with no hope, I mean, what are they going to do? They have no money, they don't have a roof over their head, they have no food. And I think people need to meet some of these people. I've met wonderful people that have this problem. They're educated, they've completely turned around, but they're unemployed. And I just think they need this opportunity to at least get the interview and have somebody get to know them. So, thank you.
Thank you for coming in to speak with us today. Supervisor Wilson.
Question, Mr. Chair. What would the point of the referral to Corp Counsel be, given that the resolution contains a referral to Corp Counsel? what would the question be asked? What answer would you see?
Supervisor Rice, can you tell us what particular information you would be looking for?
Sure, I'd be happy to. But first, let's be mindful about what we've got before us, all right? What we have before us is a resolution that, A, directs the human resources director to remove the questions related to prior conviction from the job application, all right? And that will go into effect no later than December 11th. And the only requirement is we get a report back. This isn't the kind of thing where the committee is going to have an opportunity to review, make changes. The language in the resolution says that it shall go into effect after the Director of Human Resources, in consultation with the Corporation Council, provides a report to this committee. All right, so I want, before that takes place, I'm asking Corporation Council for additional information on potential liability issues for Milwaukee County. I found it interesting, by the way, Ms. Richards indicated to us that our current practices apparently do everything that this resolution would would have us do. That there is no information provided to the decision makers on the at the department level regarding criminal history. So again, we've got a resolution before us that, I mean, I recognize many in the testimony of people in the community and their desire that we not deny anyone opportunities, but we're not doing that currently in Milwaukee County. That information is not conveyed, according to Ms. Richards, to the department heads who are making these decisions. So again, I would like to know what, if we do take these steps, what liability might accrue to Milwaukee County, and that's the purpose of the referral.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I understand the liability question. I think that could be accomplished within the referral that's contained in the resolution. For the author, was it your legislative intent that the report coming back would get a vote of the personnel committee?
That's basically what I was going to say to in the spirit of compromise here, that the report would, if someone wants to make the amendment for the report to come back, so you all can have a vote to satisfy my supervisor who fails to understand the importance significance of this very important issue. And I apologize, Mr. Chairman, but I'm very passionate about this because people are hurting and people need hope, they need faith, they need a chance. And someone that's actually applying for the county, they don't understand the county's human resource department process. What he fails to recognize is that the mere visual, the apprehension that people feel before they even have to apply because they know they have to actually put it down there is self-defeating. And that's one of the points that I've been trying to make that the supervisor is tending to ignore conveniently. So if someone would like to make the amendment in the spirit of compromise for it to come back to this committee so you all can have a vote on it, I am perfectly fine with that.
Supervisor Lipson, you still have the floor. Mr. Chairman, it will be my intent if we can defeat the referral to Corp Counsel, I will make a simple amendment, and I think that in that way we could accommodate the two concerns. But we would need to defeat the referral.
Do you have some language, specific language that you can offer right now?
Simply, I would suggest that on line 62, the report would return for approval by the committee.
I was going to suggest on line 63, following Committee on Personnel, insert those four prior to the report.
Thank you, Mr. Sessions. I think the order is that we have to take up the referral first.
Deal with the referral.
But that would be, that's my my pledge to do that. And I hope that's,
Supervisor Schmidt, you have a comment on the referral?
Yes.
Okay.
And I, I, I didn't get an answer, but I thought I heard the answer to this for Supervisor Rice's question, which is, I thought, an important question, too. Currently, so we do not put any record on any application that comes to any of our departments. Is that correct?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. Oops. Yeah, I'm on. The question from Supervisor Rice, and I thought I heard you answer, too, so I want to clarify, too, is that currently, is it our policy that when you apply online, most people apply online these days, I presume?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Do you have to put down any criminal record? Or if you do, it's not shared with the department in initially here?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, yes, we do have that section on our online application where information is requested of the applicant. However, it is not passed on to the department. If an applicant does disclose things on the online application, that piece is not passed on to the department. We do have that in our system.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anybody else wish to speak on the motion to refer? Hearing none, please call a vote.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Haas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to refer to FERC Council for further information is approved.
Item number 3, please.